In the spirit of reconciliation, the entire team at Curious Freedom acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, waters, and community. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people listening today. I would like to acknowledge in particular the Darug people, who are the original custodians on the land on which I record this podcast. Thank you for showing us what Curious Freedom can look like. Hello and welcome to Curious Freedom Podcast with me, Kirsty Faruja, and me today. It's just me. I have just been out with a dear friend of mine, Steph Pinto, which I had on the podcast a couple of months ago, talking about Chaos to Connection, her book. And it's been a beautiful, soul-filling day with her and some other friends earlier. And it's got me thinking that I love chatting about topics with other people. And so it's challenging sometimes to do a podcast by myself because I love, love, love bouncing ideas off other people and having that interaction. So I hope that you hang out with me today as I bounce ideas off you around boundaries and setting them and lack of and how do we do it and what does they affect and what doesn't it affect. And so we'll just see where this conversation goes. Today we're talking about boundaries. I got lots of questions to ask. And so that's why I'm like, oh, this is going to be really interesting to see how this conversation goes with you, beautiful, curious one. Do you think that you are great with boundaries, or do you find setting and keeping boundaries a challenge? I would love to know. So answer me now in this pause. And also come over to our Facebook community group and share in there this week around your ideas of boundaries and answer some of the questions that I'm going to ask you today. So for me, let's define what boundaries are. So boundaries are the limits that we set for ourselves in various areas of our lives. They can be physical, they can be emotional, they can also be related to time management. For example, physical boundaries involve respecting people's personal space and also what we bring into our house, what we don't bring into our house. So that can also be around what boundaries are we going to put in place for the physical things that we do and see and have. Emotional boundaries protect our feelings and our values, and time boundaries ensure that we allocate time wisely or not. So establishing boundaries brings so many numerous benefits. When we set clear limits, where we have that vision and think about what our vision for our life is, so we can create really clear limits on our boundaries. Boundaries also enhance our self-esteem, and we can gain a sense of control over our lives. Boundaries can also improve our relationships as they help others to understand our needs and our expectations. By saying no when necessary, we can also avoid burnout and maintain a healthy work-life balance and life-life balance and physical clutter balance as well. So there's so many benefits of implementing and holding and keeping and shifting and adjusting boundaries in every area of your life. So I'm going to be talking about decluttering, but also life, because life is to be lived holistically and integrated with every aspect of our life. So as you all know, one affects the other. So let's see where this conversation goes. So I see lack of boundaries in myself and in the clients that I work with a lot. And so let's chat about that. So saying yes to things and people without being intentional is what I see as a lack of boundaries. So let's talk about what that could look like. I want to ask you, what is in your inbox. How many emails come in that aren't intentional, that you said yes to once upon a time, but you no longer even open or see, or alternatively, you do open and you do see, and it encourages you to be unintentional about your purchases or unintentional about other things in your life. So that is one of the places that I want you to check this week, is what's coming into my inbox. Is that showing a lack of boundaries for myself? Again, with loads of things that I say and that I recommend, it comes back to vision. What is the vision that you have for your life? What is this life that you're trying to create at the moment? What do you value? What do you want to feel? What do you want to put priority on? And then running everything around these boundaries and running it through that lens of, does this align with the vision that I have for my life? Therefore, being able to create different boundaries because of that answer. For instance, you may have said yes to my email, and yet you may not be getting any joy or any value or any goodness from that email. And so you have permission. You don't need my permission. You can give permission to yourself around unsubscribing from my email. And I'm not going to be offended. And I am going to let you go in love and joy and peace, because I want you to be intentional in this area of your life. And I'm encouraging you to be intentional. And I would love to encourage you to do that with every email that you get. So bringing it back to, does this email make me feel good about myself, or does it make me feel not so good about myself? Is it encouraging me or challenging me? One thought I had also is that it's not just about feeling good, because sometimes we need to be challenged. And I was having this conversation with my dear friend Steph about, when do we feel comfortable standing up for ourselves and speaking into somebody else's life and calling them out on their hypocrisy or their lack of integrity or their lack of aligning with their said vision and their said values? And how do we do that in a loving way? How do we get the confidence to even do that? And one of those things for me that I challenge clients on is when I see them not aligning with what they've said they wanted, then I find it easy to call them out on that, because they've said, hey, I want a decluttered and organized home. And when they say to me, but I need to keep 24 pairs of black leggings, then I feel confident in calling out and looking at that dichotomy between their intention of saying that they want a decluttered and organized home and their action of keeping 24 black leggings. And that's just an example, obviously. And that doesn't make them feel good all the time. It can be really challenging to have somebody speak truth into your life, even when it's done with love. So I'm not saying that your inbox and your social media feed and everything, you should be surrounding yourselves with just good things. You want to be challenged as well, or maybe you don't, and that's cool too. But if you do want to be challenged in life and you are looking to evolve and grow and change and do differently, then we do need to be challenged. But we definitely want to let go of things that are making us compare ourselves with other people and make us feel less than with other people. And so if I've ever done that in the past to you, then I apologize. I'm really sorry. And that's not my intention to make you feel bad. And also, that's also your responsibility of how you choose to interpret other people, and you're in control of your own emotions and all of that. Sometimes when we're challenged, it can be really triggering. All the time when we're challenged, it's triggering, but it's digging into that. Why do I feel triggered by this? Is this a me problem, or is it the other person's problem? For instance, some people can say some horrendous things and I can't control them, but I can choose not to listen to them, and I can choose to get fired up by the things that they say, or I can just unsubscribe or scroll on by or not listen to what they have to say. So getting a little off track, but my whole point is that I just want to encourage you to be intentional about what you're choosing to have in your inbox. And then that leads me also to what's on your social media feed. Is that filling you up? Is it encouraging you? Is it challenging you in good ways? Is it challenging you to think differently and to evolve and grow and change? Or is it making you feel like you're not enough? You haven't got enough. You don't do enough. Is it saying, I've just watched the Barbie movie this week. So is it, you know, are you enough? Are you doing enough? Or is the things in your social media feed making you feel like you're not enough and you're not living up to expectations that the world's putting on you? I would encourage you to delete and unsubscribe or unfollow anything that's making you feel like you're not enough, because you are enough. You're always enough. And we've just got this open invitation from life to grow and to do differently. And we always, always have the opportunity to say, no, I'm good. I'm good where I am. I'm cool where I am at the moment, and I don't need to change or grow or be anything different to what I am. That's my thoughts for today on growing and changing. Anyway, are we being intentional, saying yes to people that we're hanging out with? Are we being intentional and discerning about the people that we're hanging out with? I think there's lots of different types of relationships that we have in life. We have people who fill our souls up and there's a mutual exchange. And then we can also have people that we're just pouring into and they're pouring into us, just not in equal measure. And we can be the person that other people are pouring into as well. And so we may be the recipients and it may not be completely reciprocated back to that person. I'm not saying that everybody, you know, you need to have your whole life filled with friends and family that give in equal measure at all time and that everything is mutually edifying. But I really encourage you to be intentional and set boundaries around some of those relationships. Like maybe you don't want to spend all your time in a giving relationship all the time, though you're the one giving and you're not receiving as much. You know, we just need to have balance in life, don't we? And we need to just be, we don't need to do anything. I'm sorry I use that word. We can have balance in life where we're the ones giving sometimes, we're sometimes the ones receiving, and then there's mutual reciprocity in relationships as well. So just want to encourage you today to set boundaries for yourself, to sit back and think, and again, go back to the vision. What do you have? What's the vision for your life in regards to friendships and relationships? Do you need to do a reassessment of where you need to put some boundaries in place with your family, with your friends, and put limits on the time that you spend with people? Do they align with your values? Do they align with where you're heading in life and the vision that you have for your life? And do they challenge you in healthy ways? Like hopefully this podcast is part of me being your friend and challenging you in healthy ways and maybe getting you to pause and think and not necessarily agree with me, but just to think and go, oh yeah, that's an interesting thought, Kirsty. Or no, I think you're completely wrong on that. And I don't agree with you on that idea, Kirsty. And that's why I wish that I was sitting in a room with you so that we could have a mutual reciprocal conversation rather than me being in your ears all the time. So on that note, you can head over to my website, curiousfreedom.com.au/podcast. And on that page, there's an opportunity for you to speak back to me. It's called Speak Pipe. And you'll find it's about a third of the way down. And you can have a conversation with me. Hop on there today and tell me what you think about boundaries. Yeah, tell me. I'd love to hear from you. Let's have a conversation.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So another way where I see lack of boundaries is you're bringing things into your home. So are you being intentional about what it is that you're bringing into your home? Again, that can be ideas and it can be physical and it can be emotional, it can be all of it. But let's talk about the physical for now. Do you accept hand-me-downs from other people without question? Are you being intentional about that? Does your mother-in-law or your mother, they're decluttering their house? Are they handing everything to you and setting expectations for you that you must keep this stuff that they no longer want? Or maybe they're just super generous and they're often at the shops and they're buying things for you or your children, and that doesn't align with your values or your vision for your home. Are you accepting hand-me-downs without being intentional? And the same can be said from friends. Like, are you accepting the clothes hand-me-downs from their older children to your children, and you feel an obligation that you must keep everything rather than being discerning and intentional about what it is that you are keeping? I know this is really tricky stuff sometimes, having boundaries with our friends and family, and it can take a lot of work for some people. And maybe you need to go to counseling and therapy to work through some of the underlying issues of why you can't say no to people, or why you have a lack of boundaries in particular areas of your life. And I absolutely encourage you to do that if that's what you need. And then it can be about having those challenging conversations with love to those people and saying, know that you love me. I see this is your love language to me. However, it's not working for me at the moment, or it's not working for me ever, or whatever, however it is, it's your job to figure out how to do that nicely and with love. Yeah. So I just wanted to check in with you to see what you thought about lack of boundaries around accepting things. And the next thing is, how are you spending your time? As I mentioned at the start, that time management is one of the ways that we have a lack of boundaries within our lives sometimes. I know, for instance, I'm playing a lot of phone games at the moment, so much so that my family are commenting about it. So I have tried to rein that in a little bit. How are you with time boundaries? Have you set enough time to do the decluttering that you want to do? Have you set enough time in your day to be organized the way that you envision you to be? How are you going with your boundaries around time? Are you saying yes to your friends going out to things that they've organized when you really want to say no because you don't want to hurt their feelings? Are you staying up late to get housework done that other people in your house could be doing, but you just haven't set that boundary and that expectation with them? Do you need to set timer for things? Do you need to set reminders for you to do things? I know at the moment I'm doing a course with a friend of mine, and she's asked us to set a reminder in our phone to do a certain task every day. So that's been really helpful. Unless, of course, you miss a reminder like I have today, but maybe that's what you need to do. You can choose to do, with some of your vision for getting your house decluttered and organized. Yeah, so I just want to check in with you around your boundaries around time. So how does all of this relate to decluttering? Well, sometimes we buy too much. Sometimes we don't have time because we've spent it on other things that may not need to be spent time on, like phone games. Are you keeping things just in case or out of obligation? As I mentioned, like with parents bringing stuff over to you, we've got a really good episode also on judgment that I did years ago with Amy. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. I remember getting really passionate about that around other people judging you and you judging yourself. So I think that works really well with this topic on boundaries. So I'll put that in the show notes. But yeah, I think boundaries totally relate to decluttering and clutter. And so let me talk a little bit more about that. We can be avoiding the clutter creep. I don't know if you've ever experienced this when you've gone to declutter and you've decluttered and got a space really organized and, you know, free of clutter. And then we don't set clear boundaries around what we allow back into that space. Maybe you've got your kitchen bench all cleared off and then the kids come home and you come home and you dump everything on the kitchen bench and then you're too tired and you've made dinner and you can't be bothered and you just want to sit down with a glass of wine or not and watch some TV that night. But when you did it, when you cleared off that bench originally, you had all the plans in the world to not let that happen. So there's no shame in that you've set that boundary and then you have gone against your intention. But instead of sitting in that shame and kicking yourself, just get up when you realize that that's what you've done. Get up and just clear the bench or start afresh in the morning and know that every day is a new day. Every day is an opportunity to do differently. So don't shame yourself because it's the opposite of how we're designed to operate in this world. Don't sit in that. Just get up and start afresh and do things differently. Set a different boundary. You know, maybe I'll talk about more of this in a minute, but maybe the boundary was too tight. You know, maybe you didn't give yourself enough grace. Maybe you just need to clear off the bench on a weekly basis. Maybe that will help you to establish better habits or different habits. That being mindful and intentional about the things that we bring home and being intentional at the point of purchase or before the point of purchase, thinking through whether or not they truly serve a purpose in your home or is it actually just adding to the clutter. And the same, I think that's the same with time management as well and emotional boundaries as well, is being intentional at the start. You know, when your friends ask you if you can go out to dinner next week or catch up next week, like thinking through, can I say yes? Or do I even need to say yes? Do I want to do it? Is this going to bring joy to me? Or am I just doing things out of obligation? Do I feel obliged to go out because I've said no to them 7 times already? I think that avoiding the clutter creep can be across the board. And it is about being intentional at the beginning. Even with emotions, it's like being intentional about it, you know, and maybe that could look like what I'm trying to practice at the moment is I'm going to try my best to stay in love and operate from a place of love rather than a place of frustration or fear. And being mindful when I let things in. So when I start feeling bitter or frustrated or angry, checking in with myself about why I feel like that. And is that a sign of my lack of boundaries in some other way? Or is it a sign that I haven't spoken up and made myself clear? So I hope this is resonating with somebody out there. Another way of setting boundaries is this time and space constraint. So setting realistic boundaries around how much of a certain thing that you would like to keep. Again, let's go back to my black leggings of 24 leggings. Maybe that's what you need because you only wash once a month. So 24 black leggings is appropriate for you, but maybe you wash every day and so you only need 2 pairs of black leggings. So boundaries can absolutely be set in place for space. And how much of a space are you going to give to a certain item or a certain category of things? I find a lot of the time when I go into people's homes, they can have large homes and so space isn't an issue for them. Then they're like, oh, well, I've got space, so I may as well keep it. And it's like, yeah, you definitely can. But do you need to keep it? Would it be more use in the world in somebody else's hands? Is this something else that you need to then hold space in your mind for that? Actually, I've got a whole 3 other sets of doonas, but they're in that cupboard. So I've got to remember that when I need a new doona or quilt cover, that maybe I've got to remember to look in that room as well. And so yeah, but it comes back to the intention, comes back to what is the vision? Yeah, I have a vision to have a really large home, but do I need to keep everything in it? Do I need to have everything in this house just because I have the space for it? Is that aligning with the values that I have in my life? And does it align with the vision that I have? And thinking about this in relation to boundaries, really want to just quickly talk about that ability and that confidence to say no, to having boundaries, like setting those boundaries, saying no when necessary, whether it's to yourself in relation, like, no, I don't need that 25th pair of black leggings. No, I can say no to my friend, and it doesn't mean that I don't love them because I'm not going out to dinner with them because I've had a really busy week and I just need some downtime, or I need to spend time with my family, or I need to get to the gym instead for my mental health. I really need to get out and exercise. Yeah, again, it's coming back to your intention and your vision and your values. And it's also protecting your mental space. As you know, clutter isn't just the physical, it can also be mental and emotional. And so setting boundaries with toxic friendships, relationships, negative influences, like I said, people online who don't make you feel great, or maybe it's the news that you need to protect yourself from, or some TV shows that just actually don't make you feel great about life or yourself. I was watching a show recently and I realized that my thoughts after watching the show, I didn't feel great. So I was like, actually, I'm not going to finish watching that series because it doesn't actually align with me and I'm not feeling great after watching it. And so, yeah, how can you protect you and your mental space so that you can have the clarity that you need to make the decisions and to, yeah, do life in healthy ways? I said I'd move on to this, and I'm going to, is how do you maintain boundaries? How do you maintain boundaries when things are ever changing? You know, maybe your children are growing, maybe you're adding new children to your family, maybe you're seasons are changing in that your parents are downsizing or your parents have passed away, or just life is always changing. This is my saying for today. I am not the same as I was 28 minutes ago when I started having this conversation with you, because thoughts have come and have evolved as I've been chatting to you. And you're not the same as you were 28 minutes ago, because even though you may have heard everything that I've already said, you haven't heard it from me. And so you're changing because of this conversation, one way, albeit, that we're having right now. And so maintaining boundaries, to maintain boundaries, I feel like it's really good to have regular check-ins. And as I said, like, triggers are an awesome opportunity for you to check in with your boundaries. So if one of your boundaries is, I'm going to reduce my shopping at the moment, and then you put something in the cart online and you get really buzzed and excited, like, maybe that's a trigger for you to go, oh, I recognize this feeling. And yet, as good as it feels, I had put a boundary in place of, I don't actually need any more clothes this season because I've already shopped for this season. And so it's not just challenging triggers that are a trigger for you to investigate boundaries. They can be happy triggers as well. Even so much like this awesome afternoon I spent with Steph today, it triggered in both of us like, hey, we want to spend more time together because this was so encouraging to both of us. And so like things, even good feelings can be triggering in like, oh, let's do more of this. Or it can also be like, oh, actually, let's do less of this because even though I feel good, it's not aligning with my values. So regular check-ins, reevaluating your boundaries. Maybe your priorities are shifting. Maybe you do need to buy some clothes, and so it is a good time to go shopping online. But yeah, just regular checking in. And again, like, maybe the triggers are an opportunity for you to check in with your boundaries. Somebody, you know, you may be feeling frustrated that you've agreed to go out when you didn't want to anymore, and that triggers you to remember to check in with your boundaries. I think regular check-ins and recognizing triggers is an opportunity to check in with boundaries as well. And then learning to adapt, like life is dynamic. It's ever evolving, ever changing, and we need to be flexible. And it's finding the balance that's right for you between being firm in your boundaries and adapting your boundaries. And where is that space for you? You know, some things there might need to be hard and very firm boundaries, particularly around relationships and toxic places. You definitely could be very firm on them, but then you want to be adaptable to other things, like the shopping, for instance. Like you might have, you know, in this economic climate, you might be like, right, I definitely need to be firm on my boundaries. But when I get my tax return, that's when I can be more flexible in buying things. Or, you know, you get what I'm trying to say. So being open to making changes, but also respecting yourself and respecting your boundaries and respecting why it is that you have those boundaries in place. Like, again, coming back to, it's because of your values. It's because of your vision that you have for your life that you want to set boundaries in place. So yeah, this has been a lovely conversation with you. Very brief conversation on boundaries. I could talk about this stuff forever. And if you were sitting in my house with me or at a coffee shop with me, then I'd love to be more dynamic in this conversation. I'd love for it to be a conversation rather than a monologue. But until that time, I am really grateful to be in your ears. I'm really thankful that you choose to listen to me, however often that may be. And until next week, I hope I see you over on our Facebook community page. There's a link to it in the show notes. And if you do want to have this conversation in person through decluttering, then get in contact, and me and all my staff would love to have these type of conversations with you as we declutter. And it's a great opportunity to get us in to help you with the decluttering and have these conversations around boundaries when it comes to the clutter in your home. And what we can see is some opportunities for you to work through your boundaries. Anyway, it's just a plug for us coming in and helping you, but that's what runs this podcast. I hope you have a lovely, lovely week, and I cannot wait to be in your ears again next week. And so until then, enjoy being challenged and thoughtful and intentional about your boundaries, curious ones, and see you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.